We know what that means.
It is Jobs Wednesday, and we try to keep everyone's optimism up. We know it's been a very difficult time for people with their jobs situations in the Pikes Peak region and nationwide, really, dealing with job losses. So, but we have some good news, and we have from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, Tracy Marquez in. Thanks so much for calling in, Tracy.
Good morning. How are you two?
Doing just fine.
Good,
doing
you.
Just fine. You have some good news for us, I hope.
You know, we do. We've got jobs available. We have, we're updating our job listings twice a week. It's on our website, ppwfc.org. And we're confirming with companies who are actually hiring still. And those are the accurate listings on our website. They're done by city. So we have the City of Colorado Springs, we have Cripple Creek, Woodland Park, Calhan, and Fountain. So if you're looking for a job in a certain area, visit our website, ppwfc.org. And then also, if you need help filing for unemployment and need some guidance, our staff is, we're still open and we're still able to help.
Oh, that's fantastic news. And I know that sometimes when people are looking for jobs, they get frustrated, not sure whether the job is actually still available or even being offered, because a lot of companies have changed plans in the recent weeks. So these are jobs that you know where the employer is still on the hunt.
That's correct. So the listing is just like an Excel spreadsheet on our website, a listing of all the jobs that are available. And all those are vetted through connectingcolorado.com. So log in with your login and your password on connectingcolorado.com and go ahead and search for jobs. We're really trying to reach out to all those companies to make sure their jobs are still open and available. We know there's a lot of changes, and some employers, it's the last thing, you know, on their mind is to take down that job posting. So we're trying to go in and help employers do that.
Tracy, as you speak with people who have been displaced because of this coronavirus pandemic, what are you hearing the messages? Are they people being laid off temporarily, furloughed, or is it permanent, or is it a mixture of all three?
You know, it's really a mixture of all three. You know, this really hits hard with small businesses and, you know, hospitality, tourism industry. So what we're seeing is some companies are laying off with a work share program, which is an unemployment benefit where they work part-time for the company and they receive partial of their unemployment benefits. There's some with job attached. As far as they've been laid off, they get their unemployment benefits, but they will have a job. And the key is we know we have to go back to our new norm. What that is, we don't know. But we want to make sure that companies are able to retain the talent that they have. And when we do turn around, to be able to get those people back into work as quickly as possible. And we're working on some steps and some federal grants to be able to do that.
That's fantastic, because just a few weeks ago, we were talking about the difficulty it was for companies to be attracting talent. A lot of companies talking about nationwide that it was just so difficult because it was such a hot job market and good employees were in short supply. So it's good to hear that, you know, working toward that return to normal will hopefully be a transition that everyone can make. Is it difficult to manage filing for unemployment when you are still working, even part-time?
You know, no, it's not. It's tough anyway, right? If we can be honest, it's tough for all of us. But what we're able to do is with our staff on our telephone number, the 667-3700 number, we can help people walk through filing for unemployment. Right now, the key is when you file for unemployment, save, save, save. The system is overwhelmed right now up at the state level, and they are working on it. They just hired additional 90 people last week to help manage that system. So they're working on constantly changing it. The great news is if you're filing for unemployment and you have not been able to get through the system, your unemployment date is going to be the effective date that you were laid off, not the date that you actually were able to get into the database and file.
Oh, that's good. Oh, so before we leave, any last words that you have for our listeners?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of information for the recent stimulus package that was sent out, the CARES Act. What's really important is that 1099 people are going to be able to file for unemployment. And that is a great asset that we're going to have for our community. Right now, the unemployment database is not equipped to handle those claims yet. So if you know you're going to file based on the recent stimulus package and receive unemployment, our ask right now is to not file. It'll just bog down the system even more. Wait till the state is able to update their database to handle 1099 employers filing for unemployment.
And how long do you anticipate that's going to be, roughly?
You know, when I talked to them last week, they had already started doing the update to the database before the president signed it. So they are working on it. I'm hoping to have an update soon, and I will share that with you.
All right. Well, it's good to catch up with you. My, how things have changed in a very short period of time.
They have, haven't they?
Yes, they have. All right. Best of luck to you. I know you're very busy. We'll catch you again soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.